This is where we have been. This is how we got here. This is who we are today.
Inside the Herd.
Brock Jensen has more wins than any other quarterback to ever play FCS or 1AA football. He's got more pass attempts, completions, passing yards, and touchdown passes than anyone else to ever put on a Bison uniform. He's 46-5 as a starter for North Dakota State. Brock, it's pretty fitting that your career at North Dakota State will end with a chance to win a third national championship.
Yeah, you know what? You can't ask for much more than that. You know, I've been blessed to have the teammates that I've had over the course of my career and coaching staff, you know, to go out with a win would be extremely special.
Put all of this into words, if you can, what this has meant to you, not just as a player, but as a person. Two national championships, an undefeated senior season so far, and going for that third title.
You know what, it's hard to put into words. You know, you try to think of the perfect thing to say, but you can't. You couldn't dream up something like this. And yeah, I've just been blessed and fortunate enough to be on such an incredible team the past, you know, 3-4 years. And you know what, it's something I'll take with me very long. This place means a lot to me, and Bison pride runs deep within our team, within my heart. And you know, just hoping for a good day, and then that we can get this one done.
As college football players gain experience, they talk about the game slowing down. When you think about your years that you've put in here at North Dakota State, is that true for you? Has the game slowed down? Did it start really fast when you were young, and has it now come to a little bit slower?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my freshman year when I was starting, just trying to keep my head above water, you know, trying to do the best I could every play, but just trying to hang in there at the same time. And you know, as you get older, the more experience you get, the game just really starts to slow down, like you said, and it's crazy how, you know, when you're going through that process you know, the game just starts to slow down, and then you start to see things a lot better. You know, your panic level doesn't go as high. You know, you're more comfortable back there, and it's just the older you get, the more experience you get, and you know, the better player you become.
We talked about some of the numbers, the career rankings. What makes Brock Jensen a great quarterback?
You know what? That's tough to say. But the one thing that comes to my mind is just how hard I play the game. You know, I play it for my teammates, play it for my coaches. I don't play for, you know, and just how hard I play the game, the passion that I bring to the huddle, you know, is what makes me and separates me. You know, I feel like you know. Every play, I'm going to lay it on the line for my teammates, and when they see that, they play as hard as they can for you too. So it kind of goes both ways, and I'd say that.
Let's look back to high school. Your Wapaka Comets won the 2008 Division III state football championship in Wisconsin, 14-0. Passed for over 1,600 yards, threw for 21 touchdowns, rushed for over 1,000 yards, had 19 rushing touchdowns. How different was 18-year-old Brock Jensen from, 23-year-old Brock Jensen?
Mm-hmm. Well, quite a bit different. I've grew up a lot since then, obviously. You know, within the game, you know, you continue to learn, and you learn. It's a never-ending learning process at quarterback, and just even as a football player in general. But, you know, the game has treated me well, and I love it, and hopefully, you know, we can finish with a huge win here today.
In high school, you were 23-2. As a starter at NDSU, you're 46-5. Seven total losses in high school and in college. Seven. That's unbelievable. I bet it wouldn't take long for you to tell me who those losses were against, even going back all the way into high school. That is just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, you know what? I could probably tell you each team that I've lost to in my career, and probably by how much too, which is very slim margins if I don't say so myself. But you know what? One thing that is a part of me is that losing is a lot worse than winning feels good. You know, if that makes sense. You know, and that's one thing that, you know, I try to give it my all and give it all for my teammates and coaches and do it to the best of my ability.
Was that Eastern Washington playoff loss in 2010 one of the hardest losses you've experienced on the football field?
Definitely. That's definitely one of them, and my junior year in high school was another tough one. But, the Eastern Washington game, you know, how that ended and with the fumble and the review, and to I just felt like I really let down my seniors. Obviously, you know, you let down the coaching staff, you let down everybody. But the seniors, that's what broke my heart is to, you know, we were so close. We played a great game, forced it into OT, and we just couldn't get it done. And you know, I took that really hard as a freshman, as, you know, an underclassman, guy with not much experience yet, just first year starting. And I took it to heart, and that's something that I didn't want to have happen again, and especially my senior year. So, you know what? That was one of the hardest losses, but in the long run, I think it did a lot for me. And, you know, I'm happy that happened.
How much has it driven you to this day?
You know what? It's driven me all the way up until now. You know, with the workouts, you have that in the back of your mind, and it makes you do an extra rep with everything you do. And you know, having you know, that motivation with that loss and everything really helps. And you know, it helps you become a better player.
If that's your hardest loss, do you have a favorite win?
Oh, favorite win. I have a lot of favorite wins, to be honest. That one's tough to point out. I can't think of one offhand, no.
We are inside the Herd with Bison quarterback Brock Jensen in front of North Dakota State and Towson for the national championship. Inside the Herd is brought to you by Stop and Go, home of the best buns in town. Brock, let's do it. Let's talk a little bit about Towson. They give up almost 250 yards passing a game, about 120 rushing yards a game. What do you personally see in the Tigers' defense?
Well, I see that they have a huge defensive line. You know, their interior, those guys that are two guys in the middle there are 300-plus pounds. They're going to be tough to move. You know, their linebacking core is solid. They're in the great gaps most of the time. And, you know, they have two really good cornerbacks. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us, but we're going to have to play hard, play smart, and play together the way that we always do.
How much in a game like this is scheming against what Towson does defensively, and how much of it is taking control of what you can control, limiting turnovers, time of possession, playing fundamentally sound, those types of things?
It's definitely just worrying about what you can control. You know, when you start to worry about the other team is when you start to make those mistakes. You know, you start to turn the ball over, you start to not convert on third down. And, you know, as long as we can worry about ourselves and take care of our business, you know, we should be fine.
This is it for you. As a senior, this is it. This is the final game. It's finally the final game. Any different in the way you'll go about this game? Will you take a look around that stadium a little bit and realize that this is it, or is there no time for that?
There'll be a little bit more time, I think, for that this year, just pregame wise. But it's going to be a normal game, you know, when the kickoff, you know, opens. So, you know, at the beginning and end of the game, hopefully celebrating, you know, be able to take that in. And but you know, it's a football game when we're, you know, when we start and we're in between the lines. It's a football game. You have to take it like that. It just can't be anything more or less. So.
This senior class has been full of a lot of ups. It's been a senior class that's done a lot of special things at NDSU. How special is it going to battle with these guys each day?
That's extremely special. That's another thing that you can't really put into words. You know, the teammates that I've had over the course of my career, even in high school, just a special group. Each team is special. And you form an identity at the beginning of the year, And you know, year after year, that identity changes, but the same goal is to win. And that's something that I've been fortunate to be on, just winning teams, guys who are competitive, guys who don't like to lose, and coaches who don't like to lose. And it's just been, you know, a blessing to be on such great football teams.
We talked about trying to nail down a favorite game. Is there a favorite play that maybe goes throughout your head, and it can go all the way back down to high school, and not even a touchdown pass? It might be a big run, but is there a favorite play that plays itself over in your head?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I could point one out here offhand. The Georgia Southern run, the first championship. You know, it was a semifinal game. It was our first championship run, and I had the flu that game, and I was extremely sick. And we came out that second half, and it was the first possession, I believe, And I ran the longest touchdown run of my career. Still, to this day, it was 55 yards. And to get in the end zone and dive in like that and just be overwhelmed with emotion and just deathly sick, you know, I had the flu. I was feeling horrible. And that was a really special moment for me, special play.
You broke down in the post-game press conference against New Hampshire a couple weeks ago when you talked about your decision to come to NDSU, and you called it the best decision in your life. Do you remember the moment that you decided to come to NDSU and what that was all about when you finally selected the Bison?
Yeah, I definitely remember that very vividly. And you know what? It was an easy decision for me to make because I didn't have any other offers on the table. It was definitely the best decision I've ever made, and I couldn't be more happier with my decision.
This is it. It's the final game. How do you want fans to remember number 16?
You know what? Just as a guy who loved God, who loved his teammates, and who loved his coaching staff, and gave everything, everything I could for this program, for this team, for this university, and who fought his butt off every single Saturday to win football games.
I know there's a game left and don't want to put this in front of that, but Bison fans want to know what's next for Brock Jensen. Do you have the next level at the top of your head?
It's fun to go through this experience and I definitely want to play at the next level and hope to be training here after the season. And it's going to be an exciting time to go through that process and we'll see what that brings and hope for the best.
Before we go, let's play name association. One final time this year, I say a name. You tell me the first couple of things that pop into your head, and we start with a close friend of yours, Ryan Smith.
Roommate, one of my best friends, a great guy, and I love that kid to death.
Your center, Josh Colville.
Oh, man. His nickname is Cheese. He's the funniest guy, one of the funniest guys on the team, and he's my partner in crime as my center.
Fullback, Andrew Grothman.
Hardest worker on the team, dedicated leader, and he's a captain of our team.
Guy that protects you from the right side, Tyler Gimmestead.
Gimme, first thing I think about when I think of Gimme is his beard. It's got to be the best beard in the country.
And from the left side, Billy Turner.
He's my blind side. He's kept me on my feet my whole career, so I owe him a lot.
Finally, backup quarterback Carson Wentz, who's been there by your side the last couple of years, and you'll turn the reins over to him. What do fans need to know about Carson Wentz?
I'm glad you asked that question. Carson has been there for me these past 2 years, helping me along the way, giving me advice on the sidelines, and I couldn't have asked for a better partner to go with into a game. And I owe a lot to that kid. And this team is in good hands next year, let me tell you that. He's going to be a terrific player. He's smart, and Bison fans have nothing to worry about.
Brock, it has been an unbelievable run. Thanks for always being open and honest. And on behalf of all the Bison fans, thanks for being not only a great player, but a really good man when it comes to that. And last but not least, go get number 3, huh?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Go Bison.